Then I'll read it.
Blog Talk Radio.
Brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, you won't be the into your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind. Oh, your body and hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah.
He can heal.
And he can mend a broken.
He can mend your broken head.
About the situation, but with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch you, heal you. That you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to fit your needs, go tell the Lord what you have received. Hallelujah.
Lord,
the good of them that love the Lord. Called according to his purpose, thank you, Lord. Right where you are. Come on and tell him.
Father God, we thank you. Oh, Lord, we come give you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you, Lord God, and we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we come walking in expectation this morning, oh, Lord, trusting you in all things, oh, God. Come on, if you would just open up your mouth and just thank God right now, right where you are. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we come trusting you for a miracle of healing. We come trust you, oh God, hallelujah, that we shall be delivered right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare Psalm 23, the Lord is our shepherd and we shall not want. He makes us to lie down in green pastures. He leads us beside the still waters. He restores our soul. He leads us in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Amen. Yo, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with us. Amen. Though your rod and your staff, they comfort us. You prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. You anoint our head with oil. Our cups run over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Come on, let's give God some praise. Hallelujah. As we decree and declare, amen. The goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah on today. Amen. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we enter in with our faith on this morning, oh, God. And, Lord, we ask, oh, God, hallelujah, that you would just have your way. Holy Spirit, we welcome you right now in this place, in the place where your children are this day, that you would just have your way, touch and move mighty in us and on us right now. Heavenly Father, creator of all in all for all, we come to you this morning with a humble spirit to be forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad. Amen. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that remembered us, oh God, that you awaken our sleeping spirits, oh God. It's you that have kept us, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We come seeking thee first, your kingdom and all your righteousness. Oh, Lord, change us, oh, God. We come to be changed this morning, oh, Lord. We don't come to be the same, oh, Lord. Change us, oh, God, for we are the clay and you are the pot, oh, God. Mold us the way that you are. Help us to be, oh, God, that we may be used by you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you, oh, God, for loving us and that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior, to pay the price for our sins. We thank you that he died on the cross, oh, amen, and rose again on the third day. We confess that Jesus is Lord over every area of our lives. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that redeemed us from the curse of the law of sin and death. We thank you for our salvation, which included healing, deliverance, and protection. We thank you that Jesus for all our shame and carried our infirmities away, amen. Thank you that Jesus came to set the captives free, that we could declare and declare that we are free indeed. Father, we repent for ever agreeing with the devil lies, amen. We repent for opening doors that allow the enemy to get a stronghold in our minds. We repent for sins of omission and sins of commission. We repent for practicing opening in secret and defiance of your love. Then we break and destroy all agreements with the enemy, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we remove every lie that the enemy has told us about who we are, amen, what we are worth, who you are, what we can and cannot do. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we renounce our thoughts and feelings of fear, anxiety, shame, guilt, condemnation, rejection, addiction, perversion, anger, rage, wrath, bitterness, contention, control, depression, oppression, doubt, grief, hatred, hurt, infirmity, affliction, jealousy, lack, loneliness, lust, lying, obsession, occultism, pain, pride, religious spirits, python spirits, familiar spirits, spirits of levity, rebellion, resentment, mental illness, revenge, soul ties, suicide, trauma, unbelief, unclean spirits, anything else that's not of your Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we choose now by the power of our will to forgive everyone who has ever hurt us, abused us, abandoned us, betrayed us, lied to us, lied on us, disappointed us, or otherwise wronged us. We forgive them now, amen? And we ask you to forgive them, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we forgive ourselves, and we forgive forgiveness, oh Lord, and we just want to say thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Please, Heavenly Father, give us the grace to walk in forgiveness as a lifestyle. Let the fruit of your Spirit, oh God, take root in us, oh God, not lacking one. Give us the grace, oh God, to walk in your Spirit, oh God, not in the flesh, to be led, hallelujah, by the enemy's lies, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, you said, oh God, your desire is to worship you in truth and in spirit, oh God. We come, oh God, to worship you in truth and in spirit, oh God, that we may receive from you all today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, send your word and we shall be healed, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you. Father, by faith, we receive your mercy, grace, and forgiveness. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that our prize loves the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we are redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are protected by the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. We break it by every generational curse in my life and family bloodline right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, remember our prayers on today, oh God, and bring those out of our family out of harm's way, oh God. Oh, Lord, deliver them out the hands of the wicked one, oh God. Those that set out to hurt us and destroy them, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We break any and all vows, pledges, ceremonies, and unholy oaths and alliances that we may or may unknowingly made with the devil, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We draw a bloodline now, and we decree and declare we are redeemed from all curse, because you have made a curse on the cross, so that we may receive your blessings, amen, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We decree and declare by faith that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, our healer, amen, our deliverer, our comforter, our intercessor, our advocate, our standby, and he loves us, and he loves us, amen, and we thank you, Lord. We stand against every spirit that is on us, amen, in us, or attacking us with the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, in his holy name, we command every evil spirit in us or on us or attacking us of those in our family to loose us right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. We break the power of every evil assignment against our life and those in our family and those that we're in charge of over their lives and all that we love and concerned about, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. We command any evil spirit in us to come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Devil, you have no right to us. We are blood washed and redeemed. We are saved. We belong to Jesus. You have no right to us. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. We thank you, Brother God. We take authority over you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We command you to go and never to return. Loose us, leave us, come out of us, come out of us in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, that the anointing has broken the yoke of bondage. We thank you, Lord God, that who the Son set free us, that we are free indeed. We thank you, Lord God, for our freedom in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for our deliverance. We thank you, Lord God, for our liberty. We thank you, Lord God, for setting us free. We thank you for your glory and then your Shekinah glory. Help us down to walk out our salvation, our healing, our deliverance, and God to fear your word commands. Help us to capture every thought that defies your word. Help us to replace wrong thoughts with your thoughts, oh God. Help us to stand against all the retaliation of the enemy against our breakthrough in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, teach us to walk in your ways, in your statutes, strengthen us in our inner man. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Fill us to overflow with our living water right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you that we can be purged of the land and cast down in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let works of darkness of God be destroyed in our lives and the lives of our family. And we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, open up the windows of heaven on today and pour our blessing upon the life of your children, that we won't have room enough to receive them, that others will be blessed by the overflow. Oh Lord, remove every delay to our blessing, to our breakthrough. Hallelujah to your name, God. We decree and declare that we are your children and we are the apple of your eye, oh God, and the treasure for possession. We are fearful and want to be made. Today we decree and declare that we are blessed, even when we leave our homes, and then and when we come back in, we decree and declare the name of Jesus Christ. We are blessed, hallelujah, hallelujah. We will be a blessing to many. We are blessed to our household. We are blessed to our generation. We are blessed to the nations in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you because it's you that have blessed us, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We decree and declare the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We will be proud of the Lord. Amen. We decree and declare no weapon formed against us shall prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare no word spoken against us or against our children, our children's children, children from generations to come. We'll take the faith in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God. Indeed, we silence every tongue that rises up against us and those in our family and children according to God's word. Amen. We decree and declare the mighty name of Jesus Christ that our feet, tongue, and hands, eyes, ears, soul and spirit, our clothing, our picture, and all that we have shall not be used by the devil or his agents. We shall be an instrument of the God, and our possessions, our property, shall be an instrument in God's hand to the holy, to the glory of God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare that our household, our children, our husbands, our mothers, our fathers, our siblings, our family, our friends, and all our close associates will find protection in the Lord our God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree and declare the angel of the living God, the angels of the living God will send and send unto us, conveying our blessings. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare no barrier, and no satanic resistance shall stand in our way. Amen. We decree and declare, amen, that the favor of the Lord surrounds us today. Amen. Hallelujah. It's round about us. God's mercy upon us anew. Amen. We decree and declare we are taught and led and guided, instructed and corrected by the Spirit of the living God. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare the sun, the moon, the stars, the heavens, the ground, the water, the stones, and our environment shall fight on our behalf. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. We decree that there's no witchcraft or spell or divination to touch us or our blessings. For there's no witchcraft against God. No, amen. The Lord arise today before us. Our enemies are scattered. Rise, O Lord, and let your enemies be cast in the name of Jesus Christ. We sprinkle the blood of Jesus Christ around our family, around our household, around our peace, our joy, our happiness, our finances, our businesses, our ministries, and all that we have and will have. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. We decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ and speak on our behalf. Amen. Speak upon our interests and stand against the enemy in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We are joined. Hallelujah. Joined the heavenly today to declare God's glory. Amen. We decree and declare the Lord our God will direct our path in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. His angels shall lead us and we shall not follow paths of wickedness. Set the wolves of the enemy. Amen. Whatever our hands are touched will be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. God has blessed the works of our hands. Amen. We will walk through the doors. Hallelujah. That our Lord God has opened for us. And those doors only and not any other doors. No one will close the doors open to us. Or open the doors to one that God has closed. Amen. The trap that have put our feet have been broken and destroyed. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ that we escape from the burden. We declare the God today. We will work in divine hope. Amen. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. For we are operating under healing promises of God. We decree and declare that thousands shall fall on our side and 10,000 at our right hand. Amen. But it shall not come near us. Amen. We decree and declare that God's mighty angels of war, almighty and terror shall go before us to pursue the enemy and rot them out and bring back what the enemy has taken from us. Even our generation of blessed. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We decree and declare that we will not operate from the fear of forgiveness, disobedience, pride, or immorality. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, for God is our portion. Let the gates of hell of our flesh and our life, our eyes be closed to lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh and the pride of life. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare holy discernment and the wisdom of the Lord our God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we will feed on the word of the Lord, which is our spiritual food and our spiritual man shall be full. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our spiritual man is growing stronger and stronger because the word of the Lord is in us. Amen. Today we offer our bodies to the living God as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto him. The Lord our God will help us to guard our minds and our hearts so no evil will penetrate us in our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, we walk by faith and not by sight. We're blessed with the Lord. So Heavenly Father, we're taking it right now. We thank you for all these blessings upon us and upon our household, upon the body of Christ and upon your church. Oh Lord, we decree the fact that every word that has been spoken over our lives has come to pass in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree the fact every plan and the sin of the enemy is shut down and destroyed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree the fact that we stand in the Lord and the power of his might. We touch you, my God. We declare the prayer. We have had the fruit of the Spirit. And we are not led astray. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we declare the prayer that every arrow shot against us is destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We put on us today the full arm of God. And we decree and declare the full arm of God covers us and protects us. Amen. We take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way and in the way of those in our family. We take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against all the forces of hell in the works of evil right now. And we decree and declare victory. Hallelujah. Thank you for that. Father God, we ask you to release your word. It's a war against any spirit designed to stop our prayers from being answered this morning. As we enter in, oh God, trusting you, oh God, for a mighty move, oh Lord, in the life of your children. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, let us receive traveling grace and mercy on today as we travel along the road, oh God. And we thank you that you are with us, oh God, as you have given your angels charge over us. Oh Lord, let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now, over our homes and all that's in our homes, every vehicle, form of transportation we may take on today. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. Every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place, everywhere our feet may tread, oh Lord, or our heads may lay. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. And where the blood of Jesus Christ is, the enemy cannot come in. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. And has done it all. Redeems us. Heals us. Protects us. Makes all things new. Sanctifies us. Justifies us. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, let us find favor in our sight, Lord. As we go out on today, oh God, hallelujah. Oh Lord, use us mighty, oh God. Let us be that vessel that you flow through unhindered, oh God. Let your word be in our mouth. Anoint our mouths, oh God. Anoint our ears, oh God. Anoint our eyes, oh God, hallelujah. That we may speak, oh God, your word, oh God. With the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost. And we want to just say thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare with all faith that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, or entered into the hearts of men, the plans that you have for us. For you are our strength, you are our way, you are our truth, you are our life, and we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Lord, you keep covenant and mercy with those who love you and keep your commandments. Lord, you bless those who obey your voice and keep your covenant. Lord, we take hold of your covenant through your death and sacrifice. We choose life. Oh, Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, let your blessings come upon us and overtake us. Let us be blessed in the city and blessed in the field. Let the fruit of our body be blessed and all the fruit of our labor be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Let our basket and store be blessed, oh God. Let us be blessed coming in and blessed going out. Shalom, prosperity, and peace are ours through Christ Jesus. And we receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we walk in covenant all the days of our life. We enjoy shalom, prosperity, peace, and safety all the days of our lives, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. And we have a covenant of shalom, peace, and prosperity in our lives. Father God, we ask that us receive divine revelation and knowledge, the wisdom and understanding of our word that we can apply to our daily lives, that we live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. And we just want to say thank you, Father God, that we can decree and declare that it is so and it shall be no other way. Let your word, oh God, that we read this morning, say, take root in us, oh God, and be engrafted on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you. Let you keep us in perfect peace. Oh Lord, order our steps on today. As we enter in, oh Lord, let us receive fresh oil, fresh strength, fresh revelation, fresh manna. Thank you, Jesus. Let restoration come. We bless your holy name. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that our Heavenly Father has heard our prayers and has answered our prayers according to your word, Lord God. You said, yet while we're still asking. Yet while we're still praying, you're already answering. So we thank you for answered prayers. If we can decree and declare right now, hallelujah, answered prayers, and that we are blessed, and that all things are working out for our good. We thank you for turning all around, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that our sins are forgiven and we're cleansed and washed by the blood of Jesus Christ from all unrighteousness, according to 1 John 1 and 9. And we thank you for, Lord, that we're going from glory to glory to glory, and wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it, Heavenly Father. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things fulfill in the promise of God. And the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. If you have life, amen. If you still have, hallelujah, the breath of life, hallelujah, flowing this morning, come on inside. You got so much to be thankful for because you're still here. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, you just thank God this morning. We glory, just give God some praise this morning. Just shout glory. Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Come on, let's give God some praise. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Higher. Come on, higher. Come on, thank God. Hallelujah.
I'm on the prayer line.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Amen.
God bless you. Welcome this morning, family. Hallelujah. So good to see everybody on the line this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray you all can hear me. And I pray all is well.
Amen.
Amen. Can y'all hear me this morning? Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hallelujah, as we do every morning on Saturday. We want to know how you're doing, how you've been. So we're going to start with Aunt Bernstein. God bless you, Aunt Bernstein. How you doing this
morning?
How you been? Welcome.
Good morning to you. I'm doing good. I'm doing fine. I'm doing great. I'm being thankful every day of my life. Amen.
Amen.
And I love you. Amen.
Oh, love you too, Aunt Bernstein. So good to hear your voice this morning, to see you first on the line. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. We love you so much. Hiya. We thank God for you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Cousin Brenda Gale, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, family. Good morning, Tawanika.
Good morning.
God bless you all. God keep you all.
Amen.
I'm doing good. Amen. I'm doing good. I'm doing good. My mom and I had a wonderful, wonderful week. She's eating
Amen.
Well, taking her medicine.
Amen.
And I just pray that God continue to bless her and keep her in her right mind and strengthen her and strengthen me.
Yes.
To God be the glory. We had a good week. We had a really good week. I am just so grateful. Like my Auntie Bernstein say all the morning, I just praise God for all of his goodness.
Goodness.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
God be the glory. Amen. Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. We love you so much. We thank God for you. Amen. Amen. So good to hear your voice on the line this morning. Amen.
Yes.
Cousin Bonnie and Aunt Vera, God bless you both. How y'all doing and how you been? Welcome.
Good morning. How you doing? Mama, you want to say good,
good morning.
Morning?
Good morning.
We're doing good.
Morning.
This is a beautiful day this morning here in Houston.
Amen.
And we're doing good this morning. Amen.
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 Glory to God. God bless you both, Cousin Bonnie, Aunt Vera. So good to hear your voice this morning. Just pray God continue to be your strength, amen, your way, your truth, and your life.
Amen.
May the joy of the Lord continue to be your strength. Just shout,
thank you.
Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank
amen.
You.
Amen. Amen. Cousin Sean Denise, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, family. I am blessed to be on
good
here this
morning.
Morning. Amen.
Good morning. Good morning.
Amen.
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 So good to hear your black cousin Shonda Lee. Just thank God for seeing to keep you and guide and direct you in the name of Jesus. So good to hear your voice this morning. We love you so much, and we thank God for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. A.T. Ruth and May and Cousin Connie, God bless you. Welcome. How y'all doing and how y'all being?
They might not be on that this morning, but they doing good. I talked to them 2 minutes ago, and they both
right.
doing good.
I'm right here. We doing good. We doing good.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, I was kind of in the midst of things, so I might not be back on. So just pray for my friend Grace in California, and she needs her electricity on, and it's kind of freezing cold up there. So that's my prayer. So I might not be able to get back on. But we're doing wonderful. God bless you and love everybody. All right.
Amen. We love you. We thank God for it. It's so good to hear your voice on the line. You and A.T. Ruth, may we just pray God continue to be you our strength and may the joy of the Lord just overtake you and all that's in your home. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ and the peace of the Lord reign in every area of your lives. Amen. Hallelujah. We pray today. We lift up your friend Grace right now, Father God. We ask, oh God, for your words that were there two or more gathered in your name, touching and agreeing. Oh God, there you are in the midst. So we thank you for being in the midst this morning, Lord. We ask that you would divinely intervene, oh Lord, on behalf of your daughter Grace, oh God, and turn it all around right now, God. Let electricity flow, oh God, in her home, oh God. Oh, warming up, oh God, all that are in the home, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, oh God, that you'll be her peace right now, God, that you will be her help. And we thank you for your ever-present help and your help that's on the way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray, we believe, to God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you, dog. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. My mom, Carol, God bless you, mama. How you doing and how you been? Welcome.
Good blessed morning from Houston to Louisiana. As always, I'm blessed. I'm woke. God woke me up several times. And I'm still here.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
God bless you, mama. We love you. Thank God for you. So good to hear your voice this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Hello.
Cousin Kim? All right. We'll just move right along. Aunt Eliza Zane, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, family.
Good morning.
I'm doing good on this beautiful, sunshiny day, and I thank God for that. And I thank God for my health and strength. And praise God. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. God bless you, Aunt Eliza Zane. So good to hear your voice. Pray that God will just continue to bless you. Long life, good health and strength, wholeness and newness of life, and that you see with new eyes, hear with new ears, speak with a new tongue. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to God be the glory. Amen. God bless you. We love you so much. Amen.
Love you too. My love you too.
Yes, I love you more. Amen. My niece Twan, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning. I'm doing well, and I've been great. All is well, and I'm happy to be here on the line with the family. I'm at work right now, so I'm thanking God for always providing, and so I'm just grateful.
Amen.
Yes, amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. You know, we love you so much, Torin. I'm so happy that I'm so happy to call you my niece. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to the Most High God. I'm so excited, family. Just if y'all want to know how I'm doing this morning, I'm doing good. I'm doing great. Doing fine, like everybody seems to say. And I'm just so grateful to be in position this morning for you all. And I just praise the goodness of the Lord in your life. Amen. And that the spirit of fear and worry and anxiety will loose you. In the name of Jesus Christ, and that you'll stay free, knowing that God did not give us a spirit of fear, but a love, power, and a sound mind. It's my prayer that we operate in that always and be effective in it. Amen. And that the fruit of the Spirit of God just take root in us, amen, and make that choice every day to operate according to God's will and not our own will, surrendering our will over to God's will. And I pray that for our family. Amen. God bless you all this morning. We're going to have our scripture. Amen. Y'all pray for me as I'm going to be going out, hitting the streets this day by myself. I wish I had some. I'm trusting God for some help as I go out to promote this play. I'll be in different areas of town putting up flyers and posters. And so y'all just, I believe God will go before me and send help. So, but I'm going to go. this morning, our scripture is going to be coming out the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 6 through 12. Matthew chapter 7, verse 6 through 12. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 7, verse 6 through 12. Yes, Lord. The Bible reads in the book of Matthew chapter 7, verse 6 through 12, and I'm coming from the New King James Version. Oh, I'm going to close our lines, you all, because we got TVs going on. I'm just going to close the line up so we won't have no interference that way. Give me just one moment here. Amen. We thank God for the word this morning. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 7 from the New King James Version, verse 6 through 12, it says, "Do not give what is holy to dogs, nor cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn and tear you in pieces." I want to stop right here at the scripture for a moment. As we look at the scripture and have an understanding, when we look, when we think about swine, pigs, where there were unclean animals according to God's law in the Old Testament, in the book of Deuteronomy 14:8, anyone who touched an unclean animal became ceremonially unclean and could not go to the temple to worship until the uncleanness was removed. So Jesus says in this scripture that we should not entrust holy teachings to unholy or unclean people. It is futile to try to teach holy concepts to people who do not want to listen and will only tear apart what we say. We should not stop giving God's word to unbelievers, but we should be wise and discerning in what we teach and to whom we teach it to. Amen. So that we will not be wasting our time. The Bible says in verse 7, it says, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you." Verse 8 says, "For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened." When we look at these two scriptures here, Jesus tells us to persist in pursuing God. People often give up after a few half-hearted efforts and conclude that God cannot be found. But knowing God takes faith. The Bible says we cannot please God with no faith. So knowing this, it takes faith, focus, and follow through. And Jesus assures us that we will be rewarded. Do not give up in your own efforts to seek God. Continue to ask him for more knowledge, patience, wisdom, love, and understanding. He will give them to you. Amen. All you have to do is ask. The Bible says in verse 9, "Or what man is there among you who is, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone?" Verse 10 says, "Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent?" When we look at these scriptures, family, the child in Jesus, example, asks his father for bread and fish, which is good and necessary items. So if the child had asked for a poisonous serpent or snake, or those who know what that is, would the wise father have granted his request? See, sometimes God knows we are praying for serpents and does not give us what we ask for, even though we persist in our prayers. As we learn to know God better as a loving father, we learn to ask for what is good for us, and then he grants it. Amen? When we look at verse 11 and 12 here, as I wrap up in our scripture this morning, the Bible says, "If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him?" Verse 12 says, "Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them. For this is the law and the prophets."
When we look at the scriptures here, family, Christ is showing us the heart of God, the Father. God is not selfish or begrudging or stingy, and we don't have to beg or grovel as we come with our requests. He is a loving Father who understands, cares, and comforts. Amen. If humans can be kind, imagine how kind God, the creator of kindness, can be. Jesus used the expression, if you then being evil, to contrast simple and fallible human beings with a holy and perfect God. Verse 12, understand this, I wrap up here in scripture. This is commonly known as the golden rule. In many religions, it is stated negatively. Don't do to others what you don't want done to you. By stating it positively, Jesus made it more significant. It is not very hard to refrain from harming others. It is much more difficult to take the initiative in doing something good for them. So the golden rule, as Jesus formulated, is the foundation of active goodness and mercy, the kind of love God shows to us every day. New mercies and new grace. Amen. Think of a good and merciful action that you can take today. Think of that. Hallelujah. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word. It is my prayer in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we be the doers of the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to have our prayer petition. I'm going to open up the lines again. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 I do want to mention Jamel, my daughter on today, my son Kendrick. Of course, all my children, but definitely she's out hosting, being a host and being at the church. And then my son Kendrick, we just want to pray God's hand be upon his life. And as we pray that God will remember our prayers and bring him out of harm's way. Amen. To bring him out of harm's way, out of trouble. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I'm going to lift up my cousin Arlene, who's going to be on the line. Amen. We want to lift her up. Cousin Dorita. Amen. We want to lift up Sister Sharon Gordon. Amen. Hallelujah. And her family. Just praying that God will divinely intervene in their lives. Amen. As we lift them up today, on today, and turn every situation around concerning them for their good and all that they love and concerned about, we pray that God's hand, Lord, that your hand will continue to be upon their life, oh God. And Lord, that you will fill them, oh God, with joy, unspeakable joy, that your hand to protect you be around them, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Oh Lord, we thank you for making a way. We thank you, oh God, for answered prayers in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray that the peace and the joy of the Lord be, hallelujah, in the heart and the mind of my husband, Pastor Dorsey Manning. I pray that God will just continue to bless him and keep him, hallelujah, and do a new thing in him right now, even as we pray, that he will seek God more. Amen. He will seek the will of God for his life and surrender his will over to God's will, and that he will have the mind of Christ, amen, that will operate in him daily, coming out of self. And I pray that for us as well on this line today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I also lift up and pray for our children. Amen. For God's hedge of protection around our children, around their minds. I pray that their thoughts be holy, pure, and righteous unto God. Amen. And any of our children are operating in darkness, I pray today that they will come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and operate in the light that God has provided for us. Amen. That we come out of darkness, and we thank God for it all. We lift up and pray for our Aunt Classy on today. We pray for the Lord to continue to be her strength. We pray for healing to her body, strength to her bones, peace to her mind, joy to her spirit. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We lift up and pray for LaTanya Mackey. Amen. Our cousin Carson is up today. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we actually continue to heal, strengthen, bless, and guide and instruct. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray for the strength, oh God, and the power of the Holy Ghost to rest upon your daughter Bonnie, your daughter Vera. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, oh God, for that you will continue to heal, oh God, and bless, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Restore, oh God, your daughter Ruth and May, oh God. We pray for your peace and protection, oh God, and joy for the life of your daughter Connie. We pray, oh God, and lift up your daughter Brenda Gale, her husband, and children, all that she loved and concerned about, oh God. Lord, we pray that your hand will continue to be upon their life, oh God, that you will move them in the way, oh God, that you will have them to go, oh God. Lead them down the path of righteousness for your name's sake, oh God. Oh Lord, order in every last one of their steps, oh God, that they will truly be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, I pray and lift up our mother Carolyn today. I pray that you will continue to guide and instruct and heal her body, oh God, that you restore every organ, every cell, every ligament, every bone, every tissue, every nerve in her body, oh God, that you will touch the body, oh God, and the life of her husband, oh God, oh Lord, and let restoration come, let healing come. Oh Lord, that you will, hallelujah, renew them, oh God, to the joy of our salvation. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, I pray for the more of you in the life of your daughter, Eliza Jane, this day, oh God, that you will continue to be her strength, oh God, move mighty in the life of her children and grandchildren, oh God, and work things out for their good, oh Lord. And Lord, we pray for your help upon all in our family on today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, more of you, oh God. Hallelujah. More mercy, more grace. And Lord, I lift up my niece Twin on today, her father, oh God, her mother, oh God, her husband and children, oh God, her brother, oh God, all that she loved and concerned about. And Lord, I ask that you divinely intervene in everything concerning them and turn it all around for their good, oh God. Lord, we pray that they will operate with new eyes, oh God, speak with a new tongue, hear with new ears, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, we call them out of darkness right now, that they will operate in your marvelous light. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we pray that you do a new work in them. Hallelujah. That all will see and know that they are your children. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that they will no longer be blinded by the enemy and the works of the devil. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that no one in this family will be tempted by the worldly things of possession of things of this world. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare victory of the life of your daughter, Shonda Denise, over our children and grandchildren, oh God. Oh Lord, that you will do a new thing in them right now, God. Let healing spring forth, oh God, in their bodies, oh God. Let joy overtake them. Amen. Let blessings run them down and take them over. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I pray that you will continue to be the strength of your daughter, Vera, oh God. Oh Lord, you will continue to bless her life, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, let joy overtake, oh God. Let healing spring forth in every part of her body, oh God. Let restoration come to her mind. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I lift up your daughter, Angelo, today, oh God, and I come against every attack of the enemy, against her mind, against her body, with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I decree and declare that she's covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, and no weapon formed against her shall prosper. My Lord, my God, we lift up Shandrico today, oh God. Lord, we ask that you touch her mind, oh God. Let the blood of Jesus Christ cover her mind, oh God. Sanctify her thoughts, oh God. Let her thoughts be pure and righteous unto you, oh God. Oh Lord, we ask, oh God, that you will hallow your divinely intervene. Oh Lord, that you will follow your direction. Oh Lord, order her steps even on today. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Have your way, God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, I pray wherever the enemy has called division in this family, Lord, that unity come right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Where the enemy has caused confusion, oh, God, hallelujah. Where the enemy has, hallelujah, wreaked havoc, oh, God, let peace come and take his place in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, open up the windows of heaven. Let our life be flooded, oh, God, with our spirit, our Holy Spirit. Fill our house, oh, God, with our Holy Spirit. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, blow on this family, oh, God. Breathe on us, oh, God. Ha, 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 bullshit. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare no more of the works of the enemy in our life, in our bloodline. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even after we leave from generation to generation. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. That there will be a remnant of this family, oh God. That you will remember this family, this bloodline, every present record that will bless and deliver, hallelujah, our children, children, generation to come, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you that we've been good fruit. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, from the decree and declare
we decree and declare no more sin. Hallelujah. We decree and declare we are blessed beyond measure. Amen. Hallelujah, God.
Yes,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bread of heaven. Bread of heaven. Bread of heaven. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. No more fear. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. We are soldiers in the army of God. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Father. We receive it right now. Hallelujah. Every prayer that's been forth. Hallelujah. We receive right now the cleansing of our minds. We thank you, Lord God, that our minds have been sanctified and purified. In the name of Jesus Christ, we receive your way, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We pray for restoration of every marriage on this line. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 And we just want to say thank you, Father. Because you are, hallelujah, a restorer. Hallelujah, you are a way. Amen, hallelujah. You are a redeemer. You are a healer. Amen, hallelujah. You are a promise keeper. And we just want to say thank you, Father God, that it is so.
Thank you.
And it shall be no other way. And I seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory.
Yes.
Amen.
God
amen.
Be the glory.
Amen. Hallelujah. Keeping us out of that place with God for Jesus. I come against that spirit of distraction. Every hindrance that is keeping us out of being in a position where God can use us and we can receive from God. I declare the correct deliverance right now from every spirit of distraction. Amen. Every hindrance right now. In the name of every familiar spirit that the enemy is sent to operate in our lives. I come against that spirit right now with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I uproot all his roots, links, and tentacles right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And I cast them down with the power that is within me, which is the Holy Spirit. And I thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name, Father God.
Thank you.
If you receive that for yourself, say amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you,
thank
you.
Amen.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. It is well. It is well. It is well. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, amen. Amen, amen. If you have a prayer petition this morning, we thank God for the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. If you have a prayer petition this morning, hallelujah. The prayers have went forth, amen. But if you still have something, hallelujah, that you're holding on to it, that you have not received, amen, because it's for you to receive right now in the name of Jesus Christ. If it's something that you're still holding on to, amen, that you did not release it to the atmosphere, amen. If it's something, hallelujah, that you have a hard time believing that God has already done it, amen, we want to take that prayer petition this morning because we want to pray, because we come believing, amen, hallelujah. And if you don't believe on today, we pray that God, by our faith, oh God, let it be done, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
It is well. It is well. Amen.
Yes,
amen.
I thank you, Lord, daily. And I enjoy the special prayer that you pray for everybody.
Yes,
and continue prayer for my family, my sisters, my one brother, my nieces. All them that taking care of these, my sisters.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
It is well. It is so. Glory to God. We thank God. Prayers have already been answered. All prayers have went forth. God bless you, Bernstein. We love you. We thank God for you. We touch and agree. Amen. With all that has come from your mouth, to our Heavenly Father's ears, Lord, we thank you for answered prayers. Amen. Amen. Cousin Brenda Gale, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, my prayer this morning is for the entire family that's on the line this morning. God bless us all in a special, special way. I need the Lord to help me with my mom toes. I'm working with them toes again. So Holy Spirit, show me what to do, what not to do, when to do it. A special prayer for the whole entire world. God bless us all.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. It is well. It is done. Lord, we thank you for wisdom, and we thank you for knowledge that cometh from you, Father God. So, Lord, we pray as we touch and agree with your daughter this day, oh God, for hallelujah, for knowledge and wisdom, oh God, that you give, oh God, that she will know when she don't know what to do, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. We ask that you heal the land. Bless the land of Jerusalem and its people. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. God bless
amen.
You.
Amen.
Love you.
Amen.
Love
you too. Love you. Love you. Love you. Mm-hmm.
Amen. Yes. Hallelujah, God. Amen. Tell everybody, amen. God bless you. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. You said it all. Thank you for the prayers for this morning. I received it. Just continue praying for me, giving me that strength and the discipline.
Thank you.
I need that.
Amen.
And,
amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you both. We love you. Thank God for it. The present went forth. It is well. Amen. It is well.
Amen.
I just thank God for you. I love you. I love you. Thank you this morning for that word, for giving us that word out of Matthew. I am so thankful. Last week I was able to see my mom, Classy. I hadn't seen her in about 3 years due to COVID. So I'm just thankful. I'm thankful for this prayer call. I'm thanking for God using you. And I pray that God will give you some help today. And just know that I genuinely love all of you all. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Love you too. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah.
God is a way maker, God. I'm telling you, he makes
thank
a way.
You.
And I thank you. And I receive that
yes,
in Lord. The mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Cousin Connie and Auntie Ruth today, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning. I guess I was going to say pray for them toes, too. So. And to have a good bowel movement this morning, huh, Mama? We need a good bowel movement.
Oh, praise the Lord for that.
So we need a good bowel movement this morning. So that's my prayer.
Amen.
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 Yes,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Yes,
Lord. We ask you, Father God, that you would touch right now in a mighty way. We decree and declare that your daughter, hallelujah, Ruth, the man is wonderfully, perfectly made by you, Lord God, beautifully made, Lord God. It is you that created the body, Lord God, so you know all that. It's within us, oh God. So, Lord, I ask that you move mighty in her, oh God. Oh, Lord, that you will move in a mighty way, Father God, that she will be able to release on today, Father God. And, oh God, that she will have peace in it, oh God, and comfort in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So, Lord, we thank you for working a miracle in her and for her. And we thank you for it all as we come believing and we decree and declare it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
We thank you for restoration, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. God bless you, Cousin Connie, A.T. Ruth, and May. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen.
Yes.
Mom,
yes.
Carolyn, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Mama.
I don't have anything special, but I pray for everybody who's on the line and God bless them with whatever they pray or they need to, they send us to
them. Amen.
We love you. We love
amen.
You.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for answering prayers this morning. We thank you, Father God, for the prayers that went forth. Oh, God, for your word says, hallelujah. Oh, God, I'm just so grateful. If you just really understand what just happened on this line. Lord, I just thank you, Father God. Bible said the prayers of the righteous avail as much. Amen. Hallelujah. Said, when the righteous cry out, he delivers them all their troubles. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You can just believe that for yourself and receive it right now in the name of Jesus Christ and just walk in it and walk by faith and not by sight, knowing that it's already done. Amen. It's already been set. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is already working. He's already moving. Amen. He's already turning it around in the name of Jesus Christ. He's already called
this family for such a time as this. Amen. Hallelujah. Their great testimonies will be embraced from this family, from this fire, because we come believing and trusting God, walking in expectation. Amen. Hallelujah. We're not taking nothing from the enemy. Amen. Hallelujah. But all we need is in our Father. Amen. Hallelujah. We just thank God.
Lord.
God bless you, Mama. I love
thank
you.
God.
I thank God for you. It is well with your soul. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Cousin Kim, God bless you. Go ahead. All righty. I'm not sure if our phone muted today. God bless you, Cousin Kim. We love you. We see you on the line, but we can't hear you. Cousin,
Amen.
I mean, Elijah Jane, God bless you. Go ahead.
Well, with that prayer that you prayed, I think it just...
Lord, good morning, family. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Oh, hold on one moment, Kim. Ain't Elijah Jane talking right now. We'll come right back to you.
I'm sorry. Okay.
That's okay. Ain't Elijah Jane, go ahead.
I said, with that prayer that you prayed this morning, it just about covered everything.
Yes.
So, see the prayer and I want the Lord to bless you and keep you strong. Because you speak of things that nobody, that you don't even know about. And I want to say about that, it is well, as you say, with my soul.
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord works to teach us. Tell us what we need to do. And I receive.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Elijah Jane. I receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I just thank God for his strength. I thank God for his way and his truth. Amen. I'm just so grateful and just trusting God to continue to bless and move in a mighty way in your life, in our family, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Go ahead.
Okay, that's it. Thank you. Oh, good morning, family. Uh-huh, that's it. Yes, good morning, family. Thank you all. Bless you all. And I love you all.
Amen.
I decree and declare healing right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God on today. Amen. God bless you, Cousin Kim. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. My niece, Twan, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes. I just want to say I'm grateful for the presence of the Holy Spirit on today. I felt everything and I received everything that has been petitioned. I know the Holy Spirit is on the line today because you literally covered everything and took the words right out of my mouth. So I thank you for that, and I just pray that God continues to bless you, and I'm praying for increase on your life and everybody connected to you, your family, and everybody that's connected to you. And I thank you, and I just, my prayer is that we have room enough and make room enough to receive the prayers that have been petitioned on today.
Amen. Hallelujah. I'm so grateful. I'm so excited. I'm just excited about the things of God. I tell people all the time, I'm so rich. Hallelujah. I'm so rich.
And I pray the riches of God for all of our lives, amen, that we will come to know that we are rich in Christ. Amen. There is greater, hallelujah, for God's children. There is greater, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We don't worry about the things of this year because there is greater that's set before us, amen. And that's what I get excited about because when you know like you know like you know, hallelujah, can't nobody take it away, that is in your heart. And I just pray every day for each and every one of us to come to know that for ourselves.
Amen.
And I thank God for the family. And I thank God for the Holy Spirit on the side that leads this charge. Amen. And for God using me mighty in a mighty way because that's my desire is to always be used by Heavenly Father. So on today, hallelujah, things went a little bit different, but I thank God for the Holy Spirit having His way, and it's always my prayer. So we're going to go ahead and close out on the line at this time, and I'm just going to release the pastor's blessing on today. So good again to have you all here on the line. But before I go ahead, I'm just going to cover us in prayer here as we close out here, just making a confession, kingdom confession of blessings on our lives. And then I'll get released the pastor's blessing. Amen. God bless us all, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, all that's on the line today and all that we love and concerned about as we have petitioned and come to know and believe, amen, and receive on today our healing, our deliverance, our way, oh God, your way, oh God, your truth, your life, oh God. We just want to say thank you, Father God, your knowledge and wisdom, oh God. We thank you, Father God. We lift up our Aunt Bernadine and our cousin Brenda Gale and our cousin Bonnie and our Aunt Vera and our cousin Sean Denise and our Auntie Ruth and me and our cousin Connie, my mother Carol, my cousin Kim, my Aunt Eliza Jay, my niece Twan, oh God, holly, my Aunt Classy, amen, my children, amen, holly, my cousin Erlene and Doretha and Sister Sharon Gordon and their families, oh Lord, hallelujah, Father God, I ask to my husband, oh Lord, and my in-laws, all that I love and concern about, Lord, let them all be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, in your blessing, oh God, bless us, oh God, in your multiplying, oh God, multiply us, with thy goodness and thy favor and thy protection, thy wisdom and thy knowledge, oh God, and thy way, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ that we are in the kingdom through faith in Christ Jesus, oh Lord, increase our faith to receive the more, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, we come believe, Lord, help those with their unbelief that's having a hard time believing on today, that they may receive right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we receive the blessings of the kingdom, amen, we receive the inheritance of the kingdom, we receive the deliverance of the kingdom, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to Matthew 10:1, we receive the healing of the kingdom, we receive an walk in peace of the kingdom, according to Romans 14:17, according to Romans 14:17, we decree that we receive and walk in the joy of the kingdom, we receive and walk in the righteousness of the kingdom, we receive and walk in the power of the kingdom of God, we receive and walk in the authority of the kingdom of God, we receive, hallelujah, understanding and the mission of the kingdom of God, we seek first the kingdom of God, and everything we need is added unto us, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, we reside and live in the blessed kingdom, and receive the blessing of the king, hallelujah, we receive the fame of the king of kings and the Lord of lords, we receive the protection and salvation of the kingdom, we serve the king of all the days of our lives, amen, we are ambassadors of the kingdom of God, amen, we receive, hallelujah, and have been transported from darkness into the kingdom of God, this son, hallelujah, dear name, God, we decree and declare that we are in the kingdom of light, amen, we receive new wine and milk, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ in the kingdom of God, we enter into the rest of the kingdom, and then, my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, oh Lord, let us know, oh God, all in our family the way of peace. May the God of peace be with us all. Amen. Every member of the Mackey family and all that's connected to us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Let mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to this family. For we have come to Zion with singing and everlasting joy is upon our heads. For we are redeemed. We have obtained joy and gladness, sorrow and mourning have left our lives, and hallelujah, for we are redeemed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We decree and declare that we and our family, our children, Hallelujah. All that we love have been delivered out of the hand of the wicked and the terrible. For we are, and they are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. We bless your name. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but sin, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. It is by prayer that we all believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. And amen. Amen. Come on, give God praise. Amen. Come on.
Amen.
Jesus,
amen. Praise
amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus, praise him right now. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We still here at 11 o'clock.
Hallelujah.
Highway. Hallelujah. We're still here at 706. We're still here. Hallelujah. We're still here. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's 11:06. Amen. We're still here.
Amen. Hallelujah.
It is you that have kept us that we're still here. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you, family. At this time, I will, if you have anything you'd like to say, anything that's on your heart as we wrap up here, please do so as I call your name. If God, just say amen. Hallelujah. Hey, Bernstein, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
Cousin Brenda Gale, God bless you. Go ahead.
It doesn't seem like it's just enough to say we thank you. And we love you, and we thank God for you. But we love you.
Yes,
we thank God for you.
Yes,
to God be the glory. You have been such a blessing to our lives, and we just can't thank you enough. Can't thank God enough, and can't thank you enough. To God be the glory.
Oh, thank you so
happy
much.
Happy birthday to all these March babies.
Amen.
Happy birthday. To all these March babies, yes. I'm so sorry. I should have
amen.
Said happy birthday to
amen.
Every family member.
All these March babies,
March.
Including me.
I got three March
happy
babies.
Birthday.
Amen.
Happy birthday.
Amen. Amen.
And many, many more. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Cousin Bonnie and A. Beer, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen.
We love you.
Amen.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Cousin Sandra, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you and keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. I'm like Brenda Gale. It just don't seem like enough that we can do for you. But amen and amen.
Oh. Amen. God bless you. You all have already done enough. And I just thank God for you just being here and just speaking life and speaking love. I need that. And I just thank God for you. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you so much. Amen. A.T. Richardman and Cousin Connie, I think the line has dropped for them, but God bless them as well. My mother, Carol, God bless you, Mama. Go ahead.
Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I forgot to say something. It's kind of like a little testimony. All you know that I have COPD, and what happened was I was using the medicine the wrong way for a couple months, and I was putting it in my mouth, but never getting no medicine, and so I just realized one day, I was supposed to squeeze the thing to poke it hole to get the medicine in. So I started doing that. So my breathing has got a lot better. So
amen.
That's my testimony. I can walk a little bit more and don't be too out of breath. So I was doing something wrong, but I thank God for I'm not where I want to be, but where he got me where I need to be. So
Amen.
God bless you, Mama. We love. Yes, thank God for divinely intervening. Thank God for that knowledge, bringing it to your understanding, knowing, hey, that is the right way, Dorothy. What you need is right here, but you're not doing it right. The instructions, amen. God bless you. I love you so much. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Love you all.
Love you too, Cousin Kim. Amen. Eliza Jane, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Twan, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, amen, amen. God is good, and I'm trusting and believing that I will see some of my family that I haven't met one of these days here soon. So I'm gonna be looking for y'all on Facebook to get connected with y'all to put a name with the face. So don't decline me. Confirm my request, please. Love y'all, family. Y'all have a great weekend, and happy birthday to the March babies, to my great aunt.
Thank you. Hey, thank
amen.
You. Thank
hallelujah.
You.
And her name is Twon, T-W-O-N. So when she messages you all on Facebook, that's she'll be under Twon. So you know it's her.
Hey, my last name is LaDay. So. Yeah,
good day.
Your last
Glory to God, who is ahead of my life and the lifter of my head, and the Holy Spirit that is present, that guides and leads and instructs me, and all that believe and receive. Amen. And like
amen.
I said earlier, I pray that we come to know and receive, amen, the work that Jesus came to do, the finished work. Amen. It is finished.
Yes.
It is done. He left nothing
it
undone, amen, and we can stand on
amen.
It and know, amen, that is my prayer for us and our families, and now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you, be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. Lord God of heaven, mend every broken heart that has been destroyed or wounded by selfish behavior. Give us a heart of God, willing to love our sister or brother in Christ, even as God loved us, and the strength each day to constantly demonstrate that love so that when the world sees our relationships, they will long to be in them rather than avoid them. Amen. Heavenly Father, build up our marriages and strengthen our homes, oh God. Help us to teach another generation God's picture, the perfect vision of love. We come before your throne and we ask you to put a hedge of protection around our homes, around our marriages, around our children, around those in our family, all that we love and concerned about. And it's in Jesus' name we pray, we receive. Hallelujah. We come to believe.
Hallelujah.
God be the glory. Amen.
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 Amen. Family. Love you.
Take
care.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Love you. Hallelujah. Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last. Ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear her say what.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like can you imagine? Living